This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service in the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Benjamin Davison is working as a Human Centered Computing PhD student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Benjamin is working on accessibility of mathematics. Benjamin is focusing on the point of estimation, and he explains.
We know that trends can work pretty well with graphs. Let's look at some of the point accuracy things. Let's see if a blind student could use a mouse or a keyboard to plot a point on a graph. And so that's what I focused on. And then related to that, I've looked at a specific grade, and I've seen what sort of requirements are necessary for a system to basically do all the graphing problems for this particular grade, all the graphing standards. Based on that, it looks like a lot of the tasks from the grade I chose, which was sixth grade, are point estimation tasks. So it seems like this point estimation issue is really important. For example, students have a hard time understanding rational numbers. They don't understand where 6.3 should go on the number line. Does it go before or after the 6? Does it go at the halfway point, before the halfway point, or after it? For us adults who've been through it, it might seem straightforward, but this is actually a really important question. And number lines and graphs help sighted students understand the concept. They can see, for example, that on the number line, 6.3 is closer to 6, and it's to the right of 6, right? And that's something you can kind of remember.
Benjamin explains how the visual aid can be useful.
So these visual aids can be very useful. We want blind students to be able to share that experience, but we also want it to be something that they can share it more widely than just their class. If a sighted student were to solve that on a computer, they could share it with somebody else very easily. We want to be able to allow a blind student to be able to work with computers as well. So, for example, if that student ends up graduating and going into a management position or going on to college or a STEM career, so a science or technology career, they can apply their skills on more than just tactile graphics. They can actually use Excel or graphing tool, and they might use it differently than somebody who's sighted, but they will definitely understand the number lines and the graphs that they see on there.
The Sonification Lab is in the test phase of this project. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech, under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker. The lab develops and evaluates auditorial and multimedia interface incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. I'm Shai Shivers.